Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome back. We do it again, the Eric Zane Show podcast from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, a beacon of DIY awesomeness. That is incorrect. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. I was combining sponsors. Impact Power Sports on 14 Mile Road in Grant in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. That's where you get ATVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts. They have a full service shop. They are awesome and amazing. impactpowersportsmi.com. Our beloved audience member, Maureen, says, good morning, all. I am celebrating my retirement from Smith Industries today. Whooping it up in East Lansing. So some type of celebration, no doubt. That's a big deal. I don't know what Smith Industries is, and I didn't know you worked for Smith Industries. Talk about the name of a company that you have no idea what the hell it's selling or producing or its services are. What goes on at Smith Industries? Kenny writes, congrats to Maureen. That sounds like a great day. Much better than mine, LOL. It only took 4.5 years, but I finally got COVID. More on that in a second. Maureen says, it's a family business, and I'm the director of child care, as in I babysit my grandsons. The way it sounded, Smith Industries, it sounded like you were like the head chemist or something. Kenny getting COVID. Do you remember back when that was when COVID first hit? And as soon as we found out that somebody got COVID, we're like, oh my God, this is so terrible. Well, and it's true. I mean, people were dying left and right. It took my mother's life. Excuse me. Ryan says, I'm down with COVID as well. Very bad this time. I had to go to the ER last night. My God, I'm so sorry to hear that. Kenny, same thing. He says, worst night of my life last night. I felt like my brain was on the verge of exploding all night. So sorry, buddy. Let's get into this then. Change of plans. I'm gonna go with the momentum. If you guys are all talking about how you got COVID, I'll get into my other topics in a bit. Now, There are some of you, when I play this, that are going to roll your eyes and react the way that stupid people react. And I'm here to tell you, with no hyperbole, as much as I love you, you're stupid. Get the goddamn vaccine. There's a new vaccine out right now.
The now typical seasonal surge of COVID-19 is upon us, but it's hitting a little bit earlier than it did last year.
Yeah, the FDA has approved a new booster to help ease the spike. News 8's Duncan McLean is live in studio with what you need to know.
Well, this year's COVID-19 trends are following a strikingly similar trajectory to 2023, just with fewer overall cases. But August is the first month of 2024 to really buck the trend from last year, with the now seasonal spike, as you can see on this graph, hitting a few weeks early. It comes as the FDA approved a new booster this afternoon that should be available in a few days. I spoke with a doctor at Corwell Health about the numbers and the coming booster. COVID cases are climbing once again as we round out summer 2024, a bit ahead of schedule this year. Michigan reported 3,522 cases over the last week, up from 2,757 in the same time period last month, continuing an upward trend that began back in May, but is far from the numbers we've seen in previous years.
So since May till now, there's been about a fourfold increase in the number of COVID cases. That being said, is the overall burden...
How about the fact that they're interviewing this medical specialist and some dickhead is in the office next door making all that fucking racket while this guy's trying to talk?
...of COVID still remains relatively low.
Along with the...
I say, shut up! I'm doing a goddamn interview!
...increased case numbers, there was a slight increase in the number of emergency room and urgent care visitors diagnosed with COVID-19. Dr. Lampen told us it's a manageable bump.
Today, we have about 31 patients currently admitted, which is well below our peak of...
All right, this is boring. The point is, get your fucking shot, okay? Assholes. Or don't. At this point, I don't care. Frankly, if you're so dumb that you don't get that, the world's probably better off without you. Let your family go and get a new family member. Give them some time. Screw you. All right. My God. Kuiper says it sounds like you care. Well, I mean, I care for me. But if you don't get the shot, Kuipers, which you won't because you're a knucklehead, and then you get it, and then you're like, you got a tube and down your throat. And you're like, hey, fucking breathe. And I'll be like, hey, hey, I'm so sorry. It was nicer when you were around, but fuck off. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, hey, fuck you. Way to go, asshole. You stupid dick. Man, it says COVID's not that bad anymore. It's not that deadly. Yeah, take it from Amanda. Hey, everybody. The local dildo sales lady has announced that COVID's not so bad. Ryan says, disagree. I had it 2 years ago. It's 100 times worse for me this time. Manna says that's from the CDC. Whatever. Rich, who's also stupid, writes, yeah, run out and get your vaccine that doesn't actually prevent you from getting the virus. Okay, that's a horribly inaccurate comment. So dumb. We have a new person here. I don't know what the hell it is. It says Pooh Blue Bow. Welcome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I knew you were still alive. My idol. Boy, I don't know if that's a fair thing to say, nor do I know if you're actually being authentic. I'm always suspicious of somebody who comes in that hot. I'm like, boy, probably somebody who hates me. Anyway, I'll be getting mine, my vaccine, and you should get yours. Okay. There's a lot to get to today. Right now, I am limping all over the house. It's, oh boy. I got out of bed and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? What happened? What could I have done? Now I've got this arthritis in my right knee. One of the many things that make me feel like I'm falling apart. Enlarged prostate. My ding dong doesn't work the way it's supposed to. I'm on all these medicines. Doctor's constantly concerned about my PSA level to determine whether or not if there's any potential for any type of prostate cancer. I have a good handle on it. Don't worry. I see my doctor regularly. Nothing right now. And this arthritis in my right knee, I can't do any type of the endurance sports that I used to like. Well, I take it back. I could swim. I could probably bike. I just don't feel like it. But the running is a big thing. I really loved to run. And I cannot do that anymore. Excuse me. One more drink of coffee. I got out of bed today and I'm like, what is going on? This is messed up. And it hurt. It still hurts. And I had a hard time getting down the steps. I had a hard time moving around the house. This is not good. And then it dawned on me. Yesterday was our fantasy football draft. And in order to determine the draft order, we're in the front yard of my neighbors. Well, I can't take that right now. You have to shoot a basket. And then after you shoot a basket, you have to take a drink and then do like flip cup, which I don't drink. So they put this product known as Waterloo, which is non-alcoholic. It's seltzer water, flavored seltzer water. And that really threw me off because that's part of this trend that people have been through marketing, have been tricked into thinking that that is a pleasant tasting beverage. And it's not. It tastes like shit. Can't stand that stuff. And wow, what an awful, awful taste. So I'm doing the flip cup and I can't do it. It's ridiculously hard. And I'm doing it and I keep failing. And it's significant time. Prior to that, when I'm shooting the basket, I couldn't make a basket either. I probably tried like 6-7 times and failed every fucking time. Eating fastest time gets top pick in the draft or gets their choice of draft pick. So I'm struggling. I finally get the stupid flip cup. And then I head over to the goddamn, it's cornhole now. You got to get a bag in the cornhole opening. That took way too long. The next thing I have to do is sink a putt. They got this putting green. That takes forever. Then I started to run. After you do that, you have to run as fast as you can around the cul-de-sac. And that's, I guess, where the problems took place. I had nearly the slowest time. I said to myself, I go, this is a young person's game. Let's just go as slow as possible. You're not gonna win anyway. That would have been a smart move. I might have been the slowest time or close to the slowest time. And I felt fine then. It's once I wake up in the morning and I'm like, what the fuck? This is bad news. So that's what I'm sidled with today. I ran okay. It didn't hurt at all when I was running. Didn't hurt at all for the rest of the night. Wake up, bam. I had to remind myself what I did. Arthritis is a bitch. This knee is going to be replaced. Actually, they'll both be replaced at some point in time. I'm just kicking that can down the road. But I don't know why I'm kicking that can down the road, because I'll have a better opportunity to recover if I get the knee now. So I think that's something I need to look into. Tophus says, from all that running, I don't know what you mean. You mean all the running I did over the years caused the arthritis? That is not true. That is not true at all. Arthritis isn't brought on by running. It's a congenital issue. That's what caused the pain. The deterioration of the cartilage has nothing to do with the amount of miles. However, if you have arthritis and then you run on it, you are, in fact, exacerbating it or promoting it to some degree. At least that's what my doctor said. So, getting back to the whole draft thing. You really feel old when you're surrounded by all of the... This is a young person's world. Now, these are all professionals, 30-somethings, very young kids. And I come riding up on my bicycle because my neighbor lives on the next street. And I go riding down the street. I got my bike helmet on and I'm riding my bicycle. And I've got a bag with my, vegetable tray, because you have to bring something to eat. So I look like a fucking dork. I roll up and everybody's like showing up and everybody's attractive. I'm not kidding you. Every member of the fantasy football team roster is an attractive person except me. I roll in long socks, tennis shoes, bicycle helmet, on my bike, carrying a bag with vegetables. Here comes Pop Pop. The lady whose house that I'm at, her kid mowed the grass here for old man EZ. I gave him $10. When he was mowing the grass, this is a couple weeks ago, I said to him, I go, look, he goes, wow, you have a pool? He's like a 9-year-old kid. I go, yeah. And he wants to swim in Pop Pop's pool. Now, I don't go in the pool. I never have time to go in the pool, but in the cul-de-sac here, we've got like 8,000 kids. And we got ahead of them, well, of the temptation of them wanting to go in the pool and to just go in my yard and swim when we're not home without asking. So we said, hey, to the moms and dads, if your kids want to use the pool, have at it. The pool is there for you to use. This is your neighborhood pool. Use it as much as you want. As long as mom and dad are here watching, especially for the younger kids. For the older kids, I don't know if I'm going to worry about that, but, if you have someone in the pool who does not know how to swim, mom or dad has to be there. That's the only rule. I'll take care of the rest. I'll clean the pool. I'll put chemicals in the pool. Enjoy the pool. Megan says, do you make the neighborhood Kids call you Pop Pop. Yes, that's what I'm known as. That's why I said it. When they see me coming, hey, Mr. Pop Pop, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm okay. So, we're having the fantasy party, and the kid who was mowing the grass, he saw that I had a pool. Now, he lives in the next cul-de-sac, so he doesn't know about the pool. He doesn't know that he can use the pool. See, I go, he goes, you have a pool? I go, yeah. He goes, wow. We all, my mom and dad want a pool. I go, oh, well, you and your brother and your sister, if you want, you can use the pool. We can? I go, yeah, just as long as mom's there. Oh, my God, thanks, Mr. Pop Pop. I go, no problem. So when I pull up there yesterday, the kid who calls me Mr. Pop Pop, he has already informed mom that the pool is in play. So this weekend, he'll probably be using the pool. Aram says, Mr. Pop Pop thing is weird. What's weird about Mr. Pop Pop? I didn't think of it. What is weird about these children calling me? I know what it is. You guys think that I look like some kind of predator, don't you? Because the kids call me Mr. Pop Pop and they're using my pool. I knew it. I knew the second that I started to tell this story, somebody would take this in a weird direction. And besides, I wasn't the first one to bring it up. Pooh Bear did. I didn't go around to the neighborhood kids and say, hi, I'm Mr. Pop Pop. They gave me that name. Jeremy says Easy's pool is open so he can, quote, keep an eye on all the young mothers. Look, I told you guys, this does not interest me in any way, shape, or form. The medicine that I am on has had a destructive effect on that portion of my brain. Tophus says it's hard to do anything nice without being crucified for it. Yeah, with this crowd especially. Well, anyway. So I get over there and my neighbor says to me, Eric, you know what the kids refer to you as? Specifically the 9-year-old? And I said, what? And she says, he refers to you as Mr. Rich Eric. And I go, what? And she says, yeah, because you've got a pool and because you gave him $10 to cut the lawn. And I go, oh, all right. So now I'm known as either Mr. Pop Pop or Rich Eric. Nick writes, Mr. Pop Pop, Pop Pop pool is creepier than Biden the lifeguard. I don't understand. Why are you trying to work Biden into this? You know, that's the argument. You can talk about anything and some dick is going to work politics into it. Today, Nick is that dick. Nick the dick. And now Tophus is all riled up. And so he's attacking Trump for wanting to have sex with his daughter. Look, let's just settle it right here. Biden is a creep. Trump does want to have sex with his daughter. So what? Ryan says just the pool, the fucking hot tub doesn't count. Well, the kid hasn't seen the hot tub. Bob says $10 to cut the lawn. I'm a cheap fuck. Bullshit. It was only the front. It was not a big deal. And I had to basically hold on to the lawnmower for him because I didn't want him to hurt himself. So shut up. Not going to take this shit. It's a good start to the weekend. I'm in a great mood. I'm not going to have you assholes saying horrible things about me, calling me a creep because I'm known as Mr. Pop Pop. And I'm a cheap ass. Aram says, what kind of insurance policy does he need to have for nine-year-olds running a gas lawnmower and allows anyone to use the pool whenever they want? Well, it's not quite that simple. I made it very clear that while the young man was on the lawnmower, I was actually walking with him while holding on to the lawnmower. Basically, I mowed the lawn with the nine-year-old mowing the lawn, in quotes. I was being helpful because a kid was taking a trip up to Mackinac City, and he needed a few dollars to play putt-putt. So they asked me, they asked Mr. Pop-Pop, can you let him cut your lawn? I said, you're goddamn right, I will. Of course, I want nothing but harmony in the neighborhood. And as far as the backyard pool thing goes, it's not like it's fucking Animal House. I told you the moms and dads have to be there. I don't understand why it is on this day, people in particular are going after your old pal EZ. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Nick says, don't say the T name or Tophus is going to spiral. Jeremy says, easy as an indoor hot tub. No, I don't have an indoor hot tub. Why did you think that? Ryan says, you did more of the work. I think $10 was more than enough. $10 was fine. Everybody is just here today to attack me because, well, frankly, I don't know. Maybe it has to do with my stance on the vaccine. Maybe that got everybody all riled up. I don't know. Anyway, the kid calls me Mr. Rich Eric. And so we got a good laugh out of that. So all my goal is to do here when I'm at this fantasy football draft party is not make an ass of myself. Keep your comments to a minimum. Do not give in to speaking out loud the observations that you're making. Like, one thing I noticed was that one of the people that was there looks to have, is lighter, is thinner, more lean now. Now, in my brain, since I haven't seen this person in a year, I want to say, hey, you been working out? Wow. But then I stop myself. Mr. Pop Pop stops himself. And I said, no, don't do that. Because then you're basically saying, first of all, you were fat or you look like shit. Don't do that. Don't make that comment. Or there's a health issue. There could be a health issue. You could say, hey, you're looking like you lost a little weight. And then knowing my luck, dude is going to say to Mr. Pop Pop, well, yeah, I got leukemia. So I resisted the urge to do that. Now, with this group of people, I'm of the opinion that this is their world, 30-somethings. All right? Being the elder statesman on the group, just keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything dumb. Draft your players and get out. Ryan writes, I've lost 35 pounds since May, been working hard and no one has said a damn thing. Is that why? Possibly. Now, if I had seen you, I would definitely say it because I know you had made that as a goal and you will. Now that's actually great news. I'm tangenting off right here because I remember the last time this came up, you were talking about how you had made no progress and no matter what you did, nothing was working. Well, you've done something, so congratulations on that. That's great. What happened? Because you were at your wit's end the last time we spoke of this, Ryan. Nick says the thing that I was afraid that would have been said if I mentioned the guy's weight. Not working out, just cancer. Kenny says, dude, if someone says that to me after I've lost weight, that'll be the best thing ever. Still haven't lost enough for that to happen yet, but I'm getting there. 45 pounds since the start of the year for me. Wow. You must have been massive. If you lose 50 and no one notices, good God, you must have been an absolute rhino. But really, I mean, that's fantastic. Ryan says, thank you. The doc gave me a weight loss pill and it really helped. Kenny is not on a weight loss pill. He's just grinding. He says, I was 360. Now I'm 315. Okay. Now, you're still ridiculous. But you're a lot less ridiculous than what you were. Now, how long has that taken you? You're down to 315 from 360. Okay, since the start of the year, that's wonderful. You see, that's a healthy loss of... I told you, I had mentioned once before that you're so huge, it's going to take years. So, let's see. You can, I think... In another year, I think you can be down to 250, 240. I think that is absolutely possible. So 1 year from now. Now, the thing is, though, I don't want you to think about it like way down the road, like, oh, I got another year of this. Jesus Christ. Don't even worry about that. Thinking about the future makes you anxious. Today is August 23, 2024 is the only day that you want to worry about. The only day you want to worry about is this right now, just today. Keep it simple, because then you're going to start to think, oh, then next thing you know, you're going to eat a can of Crisco. We just can't have that. Tophus says, I went from 380 to 280 in 4 months. Whoa. I wonder, wow, that is, that's a shocker. Hopefully you were going to the doc as well for that, because the doc would probably be concerned with that drastic of a weight loss. Amanda says, remind me of what you're doing, Kenny. Kenny is doing intermittent fasting. That's part of it. And there's also a name for it. Yeah, I forgot what he said. He's on some type of deal where he's eating a lot of vegetables or some shit. Ryan says, in fairness, all the weight loss pill was, with the weight loss pill, they were teaching me how to eat small portions. The pill would do nothing if I didn't walk 5 miles a day. Stevie says, we have to resurrect the Fat Fugs Facebook page. All right. Now, I was talking about something, and then I forgot what I was talking about because I went off on a tangent. Do you remember that? What was I talking about? Can someone help me? I think I was talking about the fantasy football draft. Everybody there, young. This is their day. Nobody listens to the old man. Pop is there. I'm just trying to not make a scene. Yeah, I remember now because I was talking about the guy who lost weight. So I didn't say that. And then we go in and we're eating because we have like snacks and just small stuff. There's a crock pot full of this Buffalo Ranch dip. And I go, I got to have some of that. And I promptly... dropped the lid to the crock pot and broke it. So here I am, all concerned about how I'm going to look, and Pop Pop drops the goddamn crock pot lid and breaks it. Now, immediately, my neighbor goes, "Oh, that's okay. It's old." And I'm like, "It's not okay. It's not okay at all." So I've been there 1 minute, and now I've broken something. This is, and then these, everybody there is thinking the same thing. Okay, who invited this fucking fossil? Of course he broke the lid to the crock pot. So now I got to buy a crock pot. I'll order it on Amazon and send it over to my neighbor. It's time to pick players. Now, what I don't get is because each this draft, you have to draft 16 players. It should take a very short amount of time. It just takes too goddamn long because everybody on there except me, they get 2 minutes per pick, and they use every second of the 2 minutes. And I'm like, hurry the fuck up. And then as soon as it's my turn, boom, pick, boom, pick. I'm just picking best available players, okay? And making sure that I don't have too many players from the same team on my team. It's the easiest thing in the world. And I'm like, you guys are so overthinking this. Last year was the first year I'd done this. I did it once with, we had a group on this show, but I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. This time, though, I did all my drafting just like 1 year ago. And then promptly beat the shit out of everybody all year long. And then I got to the championship game, and some guy named Dell beat me in the final somehow. And I came in second place. But of the $500 that was up for grabs, I won $250 of the dollars. I got a ton of money because I had the most points for the year, and I finished second. So of the $500 purse, I got $250 of the dollars. So I'm the guy to beat. And so all these guys, they think they know what the fuck they're doing, and they have no idea what they're doing. This one dude in particular, again, you get 16 players to draft. Linda says, and she does deserve this, who won our fantasy football league a couple years ago? Yes, you did. You did very well. Without a doubt. You know what you're doing. This guy sitting across. Actually, I'm standing. Everybody's sitting around the table. They go, "Eric, sit." I go, "No. No. This is not my place. Pop Pop is off to the side. I'm going to stay on my feet. This is what I did last year. Besides, I have ADHD. I wish I was picking up sticks." This one guy drafts four quarterbacks. And I'm like, "What?" "Yeah. Yeah. Draft four quarterbacks." Now, you can only, in this league, you can have your starting quarterback and you can use another quarterback as what's called a flex or a super flex. So you're scoring points with two quarterbacks. I've drafted two quarterbacks. I drafted Trevor Lawrence. And doesn't matter. I've got two good quarterbacks. He drafts four quarterbacks. I go, "Why do you draft four quarterbacks?" He goes, "Somebody's going to need a quarterback." So I guess his plan is to trade? I don't know. I guess there's a method to the madness. So we make all our picks. I'm breaking the equipment in the house. I'm eating my ass off everything that's in front of me. And then away we go. It's finally done. It took way too long. Way too long. I say they make it so you get 5 seconds to draft your players. Make that a rule. Just takes too long. Finally done. Papa's leaving, puts on his bicycle helmet, pedals home. All the while, Pooh Bear's like, is it time to come home yet? Is it time to come home yet? Pooh Bear didn't want to go. She went last time. She said, look, I just can't do it. It's just too much. I don't know anybody there. I'm not actually making the picks. And I go, hey, I get you. Aram, who is extremely wound up today, says Eric probably tried to draft Barry Sanders. That's a silly thing to say. Now, I know what I'm doing, and that is just pick the best player. I tell you what I do is I'm constantly scanning the waiver wire, and I'm making sure that in case anybody who the hot players are in real life, and then you pick those players up. All right. So between my knee falling apart, my failure in the draft gauntlet, me breaking the crockpot lid, and just generally being known as Mr. Pop Pop, I thought it was plenty to start this show with. I'm really feeling my age, which is why the show is titled as such. All right. And we are this is the final week of this exhibition football, which nobody gives a shit about. You just hope that your players don't get hurt. And then next week is Labor Day weekend, no football. And then the weekend after that, so 2 weeks from this weekend, is the start of the NFL season. Holy fuck, that's awesome. It's my favorite time of year when it comes to sports. I don't give a shit about any other sports really right now at all. People come up to me, they say, easy, let's talk hockey. I'm like, I don't give a shit about hockey. Well, easy, yeah, but you're the announcer for the Griffins. I go, okay, cool. I'm not interested. I got time only for football. It's the only thing I care about. Pro football, not college football. To me, there's no comparison. College football compared to pro football sucks dick. The only thing interesting about college football is when the players leave and go to the other teams because of that name, image, likeness. I love that. I love it when there's scandal. I'm into drunk driving, rule breaking, and teams getting hosed out of the playoffs, which probably isn't going to happen that much anymore because they've expanded the playoffs. I still follow it, but I don't really give a shit about the gameplay. And when there's a big game, like if it's Auburn, Alabama, I'll pay attention. If it's, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Notre Dame, Florida State, Notre Dame, USC, I'll pay attention to that game. Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, I'll follow those games. Hopefully Michigan State beats Michigan this year, just so that these asshole Michigan fans can finally relax. What an annoying group of people. Ugh. You see him a mile away. Like when I'm walking down, like if I'm downtown and I see a guy with his blue and yellow hat with the block M and his yellow pants and blue shoes, looks like a retarded cheerleader, I'm like, oh boy, I'm going to the other side of the street. No other college football fans dress like cheerleaders. They all do subtle shit. Spartan fan wears a nice polo with the block S. That's it. You know? Michigan fan, it's always anything but subtle. The license plate says go blue. He's got the fucking block M hanging from his rear view mirror. They're just incredibly not chill. And then you see them and you go, hey, how's it going? They go, go blue! And then they squeeze your fucking hand so tight it's about to fall off. And they usually vote for Trump. So they're double assholes. I have no problem with Michigan football. J.J. McCarthy, how about him? I love that guy. I was sad when he got hurt. Blake Corum. My God, all that name, image, likeness money, that guy's fantastic. he would go and like buy homes and then give them away to people. The team is great. The fans suck dick. Linda says, I love all college football all the time, except it won't be the same without Nick Saban. Megan says, oh shit, my husband Brian might like this NFL side of you. Oh, that guy cannot stand me. Your husband wants to beat my ass. I believe that. I had to go to Megan's house the other day to pick up a bag of stuff from Madison's car that she got out of there. From. It's like, oh man, I hope her husband doesn't see me. He's going to kick me off the porch. Oh. Jeremy from Kalamazoo writes, Michigan fan here. Michigan fans are the worst. It's absolutely true. They're garbage human beings. Piano Finger Banger says college football is where it's at. Ugh. No thanks. I hate it. I shouldn't say I hate it. When comparing it to pro football, it's not even close. I barely pay attention. I only pay attention because I have to. When there's something interesting going on, like the things I talk about. Scandal, whatever. You know, like when the Jerry Sandusky thing happened, I went, oh, I'm so happy. This is a fantastic story to talk about. This is great to cover. That, to me, the high point in college football was the Jerry Sandusky scandal. Some of you are like, how can you possibly say that? Look, I know that sounds weird. I know that. But you got to talk about, it's not like I was saying I'm Team Sandusky. It was a fantastic story to cover. There were so many layers to it. Exposing that to the world was a great thing. All right. For those of you that are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, it's time to cut you loose. All right. Corey says Penn State should forever be the kid rape school. It is. It absolutely is. David in Hudsonville says, don't forget the MSU molestation scandal. Well, that was gymnastics, though. That was just a news story. Last year with the Mel Tugger thing, oh my God, I loved that. I was in Happy Valley for one of the first games of the year after the Sandusky incident. And a lot of the fans stopped going to the game. We had a radio station in State College. And they have an event every year called Thon. And I went, what is this Thon? And I've since forgotten, but I know it's a big deal. I think they try to raise a bunch of money or something like that. And this is a small-ass town. And they have this stupid Thon parade that rolls through the downtown. And I'll never forget, we were at the fucking bookstore doing a broadcast for Thon. This is one of those, this is Freebird and Hot Wings days. And I've always hated those market visits. I've always talked about how I despised those. They were horrible. Huge burden, both financially and mentally. We get to the fucking bookstore and it's locked and there's no one there to let us in. So we got to be on the air in minutes and we can't even get into the goddamn bookstore to get started. It was a complete catastrophe. We finally get into that shithole, into the school bookstore. We set up our shit. There's nobody there. And there's some guy who runs the bookstore and he's got a white beard and white hair and he's wearing a white button-down shirt. And they we're on this upper platform, and he's walking up a ramp because it's wheelchair accessible. He's walking up the ramp to start his day. I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. And we're on the air. And I said, oh, and it was like the first person we'd seen. I go, oh, my God, welcome, sir. I love your chicken, because he looked like Colonel Sanders. And the guy looked at us like, what the fuck? And Greg and Chris thought that was the funniest fucking thing. It was so goddamn awkward. But I was like, fuck it. If we're going to get invited into the goddamn bookstore and it's locked, we can't even get this fucking show started. Why are we even here? I'm going to drop the Colonel Sanders joke. We get that pile of shit show done. This was the radio station where the people who owned it, they hosted us, and they didn't get us a hotel room. They got a hotel room, and they had us stay in their house. And we're like, well, why didn't you get us a hotel room? Well, that would have meant we had to get three hotel rooms, and we can't afford it. So we're going to get a hotel room, and then you got to stay at our house. I'm like, oh, my God. So I had to pound my pud in, like, this child's room that has, like, you know, a fucking Kung Fu Panda on the wall and shit. I'm like, how am I supposed to jizz in this room? It was horrible. I remember the dog was way too old and barely alive and had tumors all over it. And I wanted to pet it, but I was afraid I was going to rupture tumors on the dog. Like, what the fuck is put this dog to sleep? Come on. Jesus. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.